What's homecoming weekend without you and WCWP, Brookville, New York?
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. The second show of Homecoming Weekend here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. What a great show that Art Beltrone and Jay Ellswag and everybody, all the interviews, what a show. And now it's time, it's my turn. First music, fully music show of the weekend, if that makes sense. Najee, Let's Take It Back. From his Poetry in Motion album that he released last September 1st. Featuring the band Incognito. Najee, Let's Take It Back. Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri underway. And it's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit and Marc Antoine with A Café au Lait Bentley from So Nice, released last July 21st, 2017. That title is based on a line in the book Ashley Bell by Dean Koontz, who was a friend of David Benoit. It's the character says, that's my Café au Lait Bentley over there. So she's showing off. I forget exactly what the quote is from the book, but that's the best I can recall. Before that, we started the show with Najee and Let's Take It Back from Poetry in Motion. Art Beltrone gave me his book, Vietnam Graffiti, and he and his wife, Lee, Messages from a Forgotten Troop Ship. I'm definitely going to be looking at this when I get home tonight. But next is a live song released earlier this year by saxophonist Jessie J., who's a new mother. She gave birth to a son a couple of months ago. And this is, the album is called Live at Yoshi's 10-Year Anniversary Special. And the name of the song is All I Want. FM and WCWP.org. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. That was the Tom Schumann Trio with Conversations from the Tom Schumann Trio Live at Marion's Jazz Room, which was released back on June 19th. Tom originally wrote that song for the Spyro Gyra album City Kids, and then he did it on Access All Areas, a live album for Spyro released the following year. Before that, another live song, All I Want, by Jessie J. from Live at Yoshi's 10-Year Anniversary Special, which came out on April 27th. I was the first person to support her Pledge Music campaign for that album. Next is Nick Colleone with Be Yourself, from an album also released on April 27th, Just Being Me. Written and produced by Chris Big Dog Davis. Be Yourself. Spelled without the Y and the O. It's just U-R-S-E-L-F. S-E-L-F. Be Yourself. Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. J. Rowe with Rosemary's Tune, which is based on Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes by Edison Lighthouse. And that's from Smooth Ride, which came out back on September 30th, 2016. That features Vincent Ngala on tenor sax. We're going to hear from Vincent solo in just a little while in this hour, but before we heard Jay, we heard Nathan. That's who we're hearing next. Before Jay, we heard Nick Colleone with Be Yourself from Just Being Me, released on April 27th of this year. Released on January 20th of last year. That was my great-grandfather Sid Moses' birthday back in 1900. God rest him. This name of the song by Nathan East is Life Cycle from Reverence. Oh, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Instrumental Invasion, and I am Mike Shimeri. You just heard three songs in a row. The third of them was the Philippe Sace Trio with And So But Then from On the Level, released last September 22nd, 2017, featuring Marc Antoine, who you heard earlier with David Benoit, on the guitar. Before that, the late guitarist Chuck Loeb with Treetops from Unspoken, released on June 30th, 2016, featuring Jeff Lorber on the Fender Rhodes and the Mini Moog, and Eric Marienthal on tenor sax. And we started that triple shot with Chuck's four-play bandmate Nathan East and Life Cycle from Reverence, released on January 20th of 2017. From Matt Marshak's New York album in 2016, it's Looking Back, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP Homecoming Weekend.
Hi there, Chemosavvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Meriwether campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York.
Dan Ingram inspired. I cut off what he said. Why don't we hear that again? Because it's Dan Ingram. Why not?
Hi there, Chemosavvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Meriwether campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
As I was about to say, Dan Ingram inspired so many in his life, and we lost him back in June. But his legacy lives on here on Homecoming Weekend on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Vincent Ingala with the title track to his latest album, Personal Touch, released back on May 4th. Vincent plays everything. He's a one-man band. He plays the saxophone, the keyboards, everything. Before that, Matt Marshak with Looking Back from New York. That's the name of the album, New York, released on May 16th, 2016. We're heading into hour two now with Dan Siegel and an album he released back on January 19th. Rite of Passage. Origins is the album. Rite of Passage is the song.
It's Homecoming Weekend here on 88.1 FM. WCWP, Brookville, New York.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We wrapped up hour one with Rite of Passage by Dan Siegel from Origins, released on January 19th of this year. That features Brian Bromberg on the acoustic bass. We're going to be hearing Brian on many different basses, including piccolo bass, which sounds like an electric guitar, later this hour. But we start the hour with the Jeff Lorber Fusion. And, sport coat makes good.
Old-timers Weekend.
Today we call it Homecoming Weekend. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and you just heard Ken Navarro with Juliet for his granddaughter Julie. They dropped the T, at least informally, and that's from Music for Guitar and Orchestra, released a few weeks ago on September 21st. Ken first wrote that for Unbreakable Heart, which he released in 2015. If you want to learn more about Music for Guitar and Orchestra, Ken has a podcast series called All About the Music. And starting a few weeks ago, each week he's posted a new podcast that goes in-depth into the album. Before that, we heard the Jeff Lorber Fusion with Sport Coat Makes Good from Impact, released on August 17th. Next, another retread, Gerald Albright. No, he's not a retread, but the song he's doing is Chips and Salsa, which he first did on Giving Myself to You in 1995, but it was at a slower tempo. We pick up the pace on 30, which was released on May 18th. Chips and Salsa, fast. Fast. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari is the show that you are listening to and will be until Magic Mike Hendricks at 4 o'clock. Brian Simpson with Morning Samba, at least in Alaska and Hawaii. Everywhere else in the country, it is Afternoon Samba. And that's from Something About You, released on July 27th by cousin Steve and also golfer Jordan Spieth's 25th birthday. That was written by, and can't read my own handwriting, written by, by Brian Simpson and Steve Oliver. And we're going to hear Steve in a moment, but first, before we heard Brian, we heard Gerald Albright and a remake of Chips and Salsa from his 30th anniversary album called 30, released on May 18th. A shout out now to Norm Caruso, the gaming historian on YouTube, and everybody in his Discord server and the Game Dave Discord server, the Circans of Coffee Discord server. I let all of them know ahead of the start of the show that I would be on. So hello if you're listening. Now time for a triple shot of songs, starting with Steve Oliver and an album that's a tribute to Chuck Loeb and Alan Holdsworth. And this song has Chuck Loeb written all over it. It's Circles from Steve's new album, Illuminate. FM and WCWP.org. Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari is in its last half hour. We just heard three songs in a row. The most recent of them, Kim Waters with Pocket Science. Not Rocket Science, Pocket Science, from What I Like, released on September 7th, which would have been Dan Ingram's 84th birthday. And the title of the album is based on That's What I Like by Bruno Mars, which he covers on the album. Before that, Bob James Trio with Boss Lady, a tribute to female executives everywhere, from Espresso, released the week before on August 31st. And we started with a tribute to Bob's former late great foreplay bandmate Chuck Loeb, Circles by Steve Oliver from Illuminate, released on August 3rd. Next is a song by Brian Bromberg that is currently number one on the Billboard Smooth Jazz charts. But I'm not just going to play the main song. I'm going to play the intro as well. Coupe de Ville.
The WCWP Homecoming Weekend.
And Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari is part of that WCWP Homecoming Weekend. You just heard Keiko Matsui with New Beginning from Journey to the Heart, released on August 5th, 2016. That goes out to Game Dave, another YouTuber. One of his videos, Fami Corner, part of the Fami Corner series on Famicom games, which is the Japanese equivalent of the Nintendo Entertainment System. He recommended listening to Keiko Matsui instead of the music in the game. And that's that story. So, hello, Game Dave. If you're listening to this, you're probably at work right now, but you'll be listening. I'll post the air check on the Discord server later today. Before that, Brian Bromberg with Coupe de Ville from Thicker Than Water, released on July 13th. He played all the bass parts, including the high-pitched piccolo bass, which sounds like an electric guitar. Najee, who we heard at the top of the show, was on tenor sax. I've lost my place. Where am I going now? Here we go. Paul Brown. The last three songs of the show, all by artists starting with P.A., Paul Brown, Patrick Bradley, and Paula Atherton. Paul Brown is first with Boogaloo. FM and WCWP.org. We're in the home stretch of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. As I can tell as Magic Mike Hendrix and Jeff Kroll are setting up for Mike's show coming up right after mine. We heard Patrick Bradley with Tailwind from Intangible, released last August 25th. Written with Jeff Lorber, who played additional keyboards, Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar. Before that, another guitarist, another guitarist named Paul. Paul Brown with Boogaloo from Uptown Blues, released on August 31st of this year. I felt that was reminiscent of Put It Where You Want It by the Crusaders. We had Larry Carlton on guitar. The last song of the show is another artist with PA in their name, Paula Atherton, who's from right here on Long Island, with New Color from her album Shake It, released back on February 16th. It's been a pleasure to host this show. Every year I do it, it's a blast, and it goes by so fast. But I have one more show that's going to air at 6 a.m. on Sunday. I recorded it a few weeks ago. It's also Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri. It's going to be a 50-year musical journey. And be listening for it. And listen to the rest of Homecoming Weekend here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. My name is Mike Shamiri. Magic Mike Hendrix is next. So long.